How to with Robin Laura, East Coast FM.
Now, a dietitian has revealed how to break the 6 worst habits impacting workers. You probably find now you're working from home and all of a sudden those work trousers are...
Yes.
What's going on here now?
It has happened to me.
Australian dietitian by the name of Terry Lichtenstein has given us the 6 things that are an issue and how to avoid them. Apparently a lot of people working from home are ordering food, which makes a bit of sense. You probably don't have the time to cook it. Break that habit by considering signing up to food box subscription services that deliver fresh ingredients and provide simple, nutritious recipes right to your front door. That's something you've done in the past, isn't it? Getting that the nice stuff delivered. Remember on that buzz for a while?
Yeah, trying to eat healthy food, breakfast, lunch and dinner, yeah.
So they're options for delivery to your door. Catnapping while on the clock is another issue. You can break that habit by going to bed earlier or consider taking an energy-boosting supplement. Overanalyzing or stressing excessively is another issue that's on this list today. Break that habit by increasing your omega-3 fatty acid intake by eating fish, nuts and seeds. It boosts your mood as well. Resist those cravings every time by eating small portions of snacks across the day. If you find yourself sitting in front of a screen for extended periods, this is going to sound pretty obvious. We break that habit by stretching your neck, shoulders and back every half an hour, according to this dietitian. And eating at your desk is an issue for many people. Break that by stepping away from your desk, take a break and eat lunch elsewhere. That makes it feel like you're not really at home and you're doing a little bit of work. Hopefully that helps. The 6 worst habits working from home, sorted for you.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much, Rob.
You're
on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura.
I feel a bit of a cheese mentioning all of that, given, like, you know, I'm not the fittest.
You're not working from home.
Oh, sure, look.
And you have let your waistband go. I don't know how you, but I was just like saying, thinking to myself, yeah, what excuse do I have? But anyway, there you go. Look, everyone's sort of, it's lifestyle and everyone seems to be sort of accepting it as part of the process and trying to get back on track. You
That's
know?
What I say to myself when I get that 12-inch pizza.
That's
I'm accepting it as part of the process.